It's unfortunate that our local newspaper, the Greeley Tribune, will not cover so much news that affects each and every single one of us in this community. I'm talking about the new ballot issue tax, property tax hike 3A. You've heard me talk about it before, and you're probably tired of hearing me talk about it. But in fact, there's a lot that you don't know, and the local newspaper will never tell you. And it will affect you. As the old saying goes, just because you're not interested in politics doesn't mean politics isn't interested in you. With a 22% property tax hike, residential, commercial, and across the board, believe me, whether you're directly affected or not, you will pay more. So let's talk about where the money has gone so far in District 6. I'll do it as quickly as I can. I first have just two questions. On page 25 of the budget, it talks about salaries for all administrative personnel or increases for administrators. Salaries increased 25% over the last 3 years, from 6.3 to 7.6 million. Meanwhile, the salary portion of the teacher's budget for personnel went from 49 million to 51, or a 0.007% increase, essentially flat. Once again, to abridge that so you can understand it, that's 25% for administrators over the last 3 years, and 0.007% over the last 3 years for teachers. Another question. Teachers are paid for 188 school days. So, after that time period, teachers and students are gone. School is closed. Lights are off. But administrators are paid for another 2.5 months after that. They're paid an average of 225 days per year. I could understand maybe another day or two or even a week. So what gets done for another 2.5 months? What would your employees get done in 2.5 months of unsupervised time? Remember, these are the supervisors we're talking about. 2.5 months of paid time at taxpayers' expense. We deserve to know what actually gets done during that time period. I'm Brett Reese. We'll take a look at more of School District 6's curious spending habits in other commentaries. Stay tuned.